Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to On the Podcast, a short episode format podcast to give you something to do while you kill time doing your business on the pod. Or maybe you're buying a new car.
Woo!
Yeah, but have you ever bought a new car?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, nice.
My car's a year old. Happy birthday, car.
How long did it take you at the dealership?
Long time.
Yep. That's all I'm going to say. Put on our podcast. Listen. Wait. And then drive off with a new set of wheels.
Your brand new car.
Yeah. I'm Liz.
And I'm Katie. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Katie.
What are we talking about today?
Katie, I'm going to show you a picture.
Okay.
And you tell me what color this is.
Blue and black. Do I tell people what it is?
No.
Bobby. It's blue and black.
It's white and gold.
It's white and gold. I see white and gold as well. Katie, I am talking about the dress.
How many years has it been since this
we'll
thing started?
About that. Okay. We'll talk about that.
Yes.
All right. If you listeners don't know what we're talking about, we'll get into it, but maybe pull up a picture of the dress. All you have to do is search the dress and you'll see. So how this thing started, it was February 2015, so almost 10 years ago.
A while ago now.
Grace and Keir Johnston were getting married. I assume Grace's last name was not Johnston at the time. but her mother, Cecilia...
You're breaking my heart.
You're breaking the internet. Cecilia Blaisdell took a picture of this dress and sent it to Grace because she was going to wear it to the wedding and said, yeah, I'm going to wear this black and blue dress. And Grace was like, no, that looks white and gold. So Grace posts this to Facebook. And then her friend Caitlin McNeil, who was actually in attendance at the wedding, confirms that it was a black and blue dress. But she sent it to Kate Holdress, who ran the Tumblr account for BuzzFeed at the time. And Kate's was like, okay, whatever. But it
Kate's
blew.
Take a look at this dress that I'm wearing.
It blew up. It was in the first day. It was getting 840,000 views per minute.
Per minute.
Per minute. And and that increased tenfold that night, which actually set a record for BuzzFeed's views.
I remember seeing that the first time and like staring at it. And eventually, like, my brain can see both colors.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely a blue and black group.
We'll get into
to
it.
To start with.
Now, celebrities got involved. Famously, Kim Kardashian saw white and gold, and Kanye West saw blue and black.
That couple's not going to work.
It didn't.
Oh, okay. So that's what we know. So go to your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Say what color, husband, wife,
and
partner.
And see if your relationship is doomed. That's why we're talking about it today, actually. politicians were involved. I mean, it was a big deal. The Johnstons, the husband and wife, and the wife's mother, as well as the friend who shared it, actually even ended up on an episode of Ellen.
Oh.
Yeah, I
Boo,
know.
Boo, Ellen got canceled.
Yeah, Ellen's canceled now. but it's so controversial. It's hilarious. And the question is, like, why?
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 Because it's not like it's like black and blue and then like kind of black and kind of blue. Like, it's such a difference.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that audio recording? And it, I can't remember what it says, but like some people hear one word and some people hear the other word.
It's like Leonard or like Silver or something. I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. Well, we're not talking about audio. We're talking about visual.
But we're talking about our brains.
Somewhat, yeah. Maybe. So neuroscientists Jay Neitz and Bevel Conway believe that it has to do with how the brain interprets chromatic adaptation, which chromatic adaptation is when human visual system's ability to adjust in changes in illumination in order to preserve the appearance of object colors.
All of that went over my head.
Basically, it's like when light changes, it's your ability to continue to like
see color.
That same color on something.
I have paint on my wall that looks like two different colors when there's like light, the light changes in my house.
You might post it to the internet and call it the wall. So again, like it's saying that it's dependent on daylight. It depends on if the brain is if the brain is discounting the blue or if the brain is discounting the gold. And so that's how you're seeing the different colors. Now, the University of Liverpool theorized that it was actually dependent upon which device you're seeing the dress on.
Oh, yeah, but I've always seen it as blue and black, yeah, and I've seen it on multiple devices.
Yeah, so they're wrong.
Screw you guys.
Yeah, Liverpool. Jeez.
Liverpool, you're only good for the Beatles.
You're only good for soccer. Football. There was another scientist, Pascal Wallach, who says that it's unique, because this isn't like a unique idea, but this dress itself is unique because eventually most people's perceptions of it do not switch, which is interesting.
Yeah.
There was a study involving 1,400 people where 57% of them saw a black and blue dress, 30% saw gold and white, and 11% saw blue and brown.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I never heard blue and brown. Well, I mean, brown. Brown is close to black. They're just idiots.
Yeah. when shown in yellow colored lighting, almost everybody sees black and blue. Mm-hmm. And in blue light, almost everybody sees white and gold. And so typically if you're looking at it in natural lighting, you see white and gold, but night owls see black and blue. And one study said that if you see white and gold, it shows an increased activity in frontal and parietal regions of the brain, which means that you have that your brain is more critical and higher cognitive activities.
Does that mean you're smarter than me?
No, because I will tell you this. So when I first saw it for the very first time, I saw blue and black. And when doing the research on this episode, I was laying in my bed because that's when you research late at night. And I pulled it up and I saw white and gold.
In dark lighting?
Yeah. And I was like, what? This is the first time I'm seeing this. And then I fell asleep with that page open and woke up. And in the morning, it was black and blue.
Yeah.
So I've solved it.
It's the lighting.
It's the lighting.
I think it's very fascinating. There's a whole bunch of different brain tricks that we can do that just create arguments and all that good stuff. So, yeah, very fascinating. Go to On the Podcast podcast. Tell us what color you see. And let's start this whole debate again. And I'll take a picture of my wall.
Sick. Honestly, man, that was the most controversial thing in 2015. I wish we could go back.
Yeah, right. No, I know, me too. Okay, thanks, Liz.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So what's that inside my body?
Color perception. My mind playing tricks on me. Oh, I don't know. It's not a song. And a little bit of knowledge.
Okay. See you next time.
In what color?